Welcome to On a Cloud. So today I want to just kind of share with you, in one of the most probably regulated databases that I've worked on, it was really important to keep a consistent record of everything that had ever been changed. And so we came up with this structure where we had two tables that really met the needs of the actual storage, and then secondly, the audit history. And it's actually pretty simple and pretty easy to duplicate. The idea being here, so I'm just kind of picturing like, you know, a customer or a user table where a user has an ID or and a user has like a name, right? So that could be like Jeff King with an ID of one, and that's fine. So the issue is here, right, is if, you know, my name turns from Jeff King to just King, you're not gonna know that in this table, right? So the statefulness of the table is not historical. So it doesn't actually ever show you what has changed or if anything has changed throughout the history. So what we did is we set up a table next to it. And again, this comes with a lot of overhead, but this is one thing to think about if you really need to understand if your data is changing and what is it changing to. So here we would actually have the same ID replicated over and the same name. But what we need to do is next to that, stamp a GUID in there. So this can be like a GUID, a unique ID, a universal unique ID. But obviously you can't key on the actual ID here because the Jeff King record would have two records in this case, where the ID would be the same, but the name would have changed from Jeff King to just King. And so this then is the historical scope of everything that's changed within the table. And so you can, you know, we had this automated so that basically when you created a table, we would duplicate it and add an extra column. So you could build that infrastructure really easily. But the nice thing here is you can actually see all the differences of all the data for all your tables potentially over time. Again, huge overhead, but really, really nice to have. And so alongside that, the other things that I would add probably are the update times, the create times, the delete times, things like that. You know, I would also add into the mix. But really simply, just every time an update happens here, you would push it over here and stamp a new ID in. Again, a great little pattern, doesn't take too much to implement if you need to have that history. Anyways, this is Jeff King. Feel free to hit me on Twitter if you want, Jeff King ABC. Talk to you soon. Thank you.